I want to tell you, even though I was in trouble, I want to tell you what the Lord has done for me. I want to tell you, he says, what the Lord has done for me. And what he's speaking about there is he was in trouble. I want to declare, he says, I will declare what the Lord has done for me. And I was in trouble many times. He says, I got a personal testimony. I have an experience, a personal experience with God. I don't want to tell you about something God did in the Bible for other people. I don't want to tell you about the history of God. But he says, I want to tell you, I want to declare to you what God has done for me. What God has done for my soul. And then he says, how awesome are your works and the greatness of your power. And David, he had a testimony, even though he was in trouble, that he had a relationship and he had a walk and he had a relationship with a living God which was so real that the power of God had worked for him. And God had delivered him. God had sustained him. God had provided him. It was all supernatural by the power of God. And he says, I want to tell you what God did for me in the time of trouble. He says, God, in the time of trouble, turned my trouble into a testimony. And I want to tell you, there's some people, you're coming to these meetings at the start of this week, you're in trouble. By the power of God, you will have a testimony by the end of these meetings. God will deliver you. God will heal you. How? By his power. Some people, you're at the end of your week, you've been to doctors, but the power of God is going to heal you. The power of God is going to free you. And he says, this psalm is like, I want to tell you, by the greatness of his power, I am in awe of God because what he has done for me. And he goes on to say, what the power of God did for my... He says, I'm in awe because that God's power worked for me in a breathtaking way. When I was in trouble, when there was no one to help me, he says, the power of God came in. And the power of God, the greatness of his power, did a number of things. He says, firstly, he says, through the greatness of your power, your enemies submit to you. You know, you have enemies. Some of you don't even know who your enemies are, but most of your enemies, they're spiritual. But God says for those who trust him, he says, I will be an enemy to your enemies. And David had enemies. King Saul was trying to destroy him. Goliath was trying to destroy him. But both times, God destroyed Goliath, and God destroyed Saul, and God destroyed the enemies of David. How? Through his power. Satan is your enemy, and he has weapons formed against you, things like addiction, things like mental illness, things like rejection, things like depression. These are your spirits, they're spiritual in nature, and they are your enemies. And God says, if you trust me by the greatness of your power, I will make those enemies submit to you. I'll destroy those enemies like I destroyed Pharaoh at the Red Sea for my people. I will be an enemy. I will deal with that enemy. Trust me, my power alone will deal with that depression. My power alone can deal with a mental illness. My power alone can destroy the addiction that's had you all your life. By the greatness of my power, I will make your enemies submit to you. And he says, by the great, David says, I was in trouble by the greatness of your power. He said, you dried up the Red Sea and you stopped the river. And he's speaking about the time where God's people had the Egyptians who had freed them, bearing down on them, ready to destroy them. They had mountains on either side. They had the Red Sea in front of them. They had nowhere to go. And they cried out to God. And he parted the Red Sea. God parted the Red Sea for them. And he made a way for them where there was no way. Frequently, David was in trouble and Saul was about to kill him. And God made a way for him where there was no way. Somebody here tonight, feel like there is no way for your marriage. There's no way for your children. There's no way for... Somebody's got a health condition here. You feel like there is no way. Doctors told you there was no way. I want to tell you, by the greatness of his power, God will make a way where the world say there is no way. By the greatness of his power, yes, he will make a way. David said, he keeps my soul among the living. By the greatness of his power, he keeps my soul among the living. That's what he does. As a man who came to Jesus once, and he had a servant who was certain to die. But his centurion knew the greatness of the power that was in Jesus Christ. He said, just say the word and my servant will be healed. I want to tell you, sometimes you get a report from a doctor. You said it's over. God's power is able to keep you alive when people say that you're certain to die. I was in a meeting just like this in Pakistan. There was a man, and he had, I've ministered to many people who are about to die. They get a look in their eye. David speaks about, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, death has shadows. You can see someone's about to die. You know when someone's about to die. You can see it in them. There are signs. I went to a meeting just like this in Pakistan. After a meeting, I was with a man called Michael Bateman. We were led to this bed, and this man had late stage lung cancer. And they said, he is in the process of dying. And God is my witness. We laid hands on that man. We laid hands on that man, and something, and when I prayed, nothing happened. But what happened the next night when I was in a meeting? Next night, we're in the crusade. The next night, I said to my translator, I said, there's a man over there who looks just like the man we prayed for last night, thinking he might be a twin or a brother. And he said, God healed him. God healed him. And he was dancing and he was rejoicing. Because there is the power of God available today to all who believe. The Bible says that. One of the things that I love in the scriptures, we celebrate Easter. And we speak about what God did for us at the cross by opening a fount so our sins could be forgiven through the blood of Christ. But what we forget is that Christ rose again from the dead. How did he rise? The power of God. It was impossible for a dead man to rise, but the power of God came into him, rose him back up. And the scriptures say the same power that raised Christ from the dead is available to those who today, to all who believe. Amen. So he's able to just, his power when you're in trouble can destroy your enemies. His power when your marriage is over can make a way where there is no way. When your children just are off and hate God and are in addictions, and you think there's no way for them, God can make a way. Somebody here tonight, you feel like you're in a wilderness. You feel like you're in a desert. And God says, I'll make a way in the wilderness for you. I'm going to make a way out of the wilderness for you. His power, just by his power, by his greatness of his power. And it wasn't a theory, it wasn't a theology. David had been in real trouble. He had enemies about to destroy him. The power of God dealt with him. He had no way out. The power of God made a way where there was no way. His life was in danger. It looked like his life was over. God kept his soul alive. It wasn't easy, he says, even though we went through the net, the waters, but you refined us. God's power is even able to turn your trials into a refining experience where your nature is changed, where your anger is removed, turned into self, will refine your life through his power. And then David said, we went through fire, we went through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. Rich fulfillment. Other translations say abundant fulfillment. And this is why Jesus came. Jesus came from heaven to forgive your sins, but also he said, I didn't come to give you a life, but I came to give you an abundant life. I came to give you a life that is overflowing with peace, that knows a joy the world knows nothing of, that has a mind, a mental soundness that is of God, that is a life that is completely healed, completely restored, completely free of oppression, completely free of depression, completely free of illness, completely free of everything from Satan. He says, you bought me out to not only fulfillment, but to rich fulfillment. Jesus said, I came not to just give you a life, I came to give you an abundant life. And God wants to deal with every enemy that stops you having a richly fulfilled life. Because the Word of God says that God has not only saved you and created you, but he actually has a plan for you, a plan to prosper and not harm you. And God wants you to be the person that says, God, I'm your child and I'm so fulfilled because I know why I was created. I know why I was formed and I'm walking in that destiny. And I'm so joyful. I'm so peaceful because I'm right with you. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and I know heaven is my home. That's how God wants every person to be. God wants every Christian to say, I am the happiest person in every room. Even though things are hard, I'm the most joyful person. I got more peace than anybody else. Yet so few people live in that place. But he wants to bring you in there. He wants to give you a testimony. He wants his power, his manifest, supernatural, mountain-moving, enemy-destroying power, disease-healing power to be actually real for you. Because David said, I didn't have a theory of it or a theology of it like many people do. He says, I want to give you a testimony of what he has done for my soul. When I was in trouble, this power, I want to tell you about because it is real. But you know why so many people don't experience that power? Even not just non-Christians, but even people in the church. Because David says this in the psalm. The end of us, he says this. He knows he's God. And I want to tell you something. God, the way he moves in your life is through answering prayer. And God either hears your prayer or he refuses to hear your prayer. David says, I got a testimony. God's power is real. Same God that parted the Red Sea, he made a way for me where there was no way. Same God that destroyed Pharaoh, destroyed Goliath for me. Same God who raised the dead and healed the sick, healed me by his power. And he's brought me to a place of my destiny. I was in the pasture. And he brought me into the palace where my destiny was. I am richly fulfilled. He says, the way I got there was through asking God and praying. But he says this, he says, if I regard iniquity in my heart or sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But he certainly heard me. And you notice he doesn't say, if I have sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Because everybody has sin. Everybody has sin. But he says, if I excuse it, if I regard it, if I accommodate it, if I make an excuse for it and start to love it, if I say, I'm only human. If I say there's nothing that can be done, and some people, they don't have this testimony of the power of God moving mountains, bringing children home, healing your sick, restoring your marriage, dealing with your enemies, because we might be selfish or we might be proud. And we accommodate and we allow the sin. And I tell you, the person that gets the victory, the person who comes to know their God and sees their trouble turned into a testimony by his power, sees God make an absolute miracle of your life, I want to tell you, he's done that for me. It's the person who actually recognizes their sin and judges it as sin. Doesn't justify it. Doesn't say, well, I'm angry or I'm wicked to my wife because of this, that, and the other. Doesn't say I'm proud, but I can live with it. It actually understands that God is holy and his opposition is wholly opposed to sin. He is completely holy. And when he sin in our life, we actually judge it. We call it sin and we repent of it. But the good news is, the Bible says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's why people miss out on the power of God in their life. Because we regard, we play, we tolerate, we accommodate sin. But God says he's bringing the gospel, the true gospel, back to the church. And the true gospel is not about anything else but dealing with the issue of sin. That's where it begins. There is no resurrection power before we come to the cross. But at Easter, we're able to come to the cross. We're actually to say, yes, I've forgiven. Yes, I've sinned. But I see my sin tonight in the white-hot spotlight of truth. And instead of accommodating and justifying it and going on with it, I want to call it sin before you, God. As David said, I have sinned and sinned against God alone. I see my sin before a holy God, and I judge it as that tonight, and I'm going to turn from it. I want to tell you, as soon as you deal with sin and see sin as God sees sin, his power will flow into your life. Testimony and say, I serve not just a religious institution, but I have a relationship with a God, and I was in trouble, and he has done miracles. His power has done things for me that no human being can be. I've had an illness and God has come in with his power. He's healed it. Or I've got a child away and I've prayed for that child. God's power has done what no man could do. God wants us to know the greatness of his power, and like David, have a song and a personal testimony and say, I'm in awe of what God has done for me. But God has spoken to me over these last few days. This is the reason in this nation so few people can experience that is because they misunderstand me. They think I'm a God who will wink at sin. But he is a holy God. He is a righteous God. And he is wholly opposed to sin. But I tell you what, there are people here tonight. You need a miracle. You need the greatness of his power to make a way there where there is no way. You need the greatness of his power to come and raise something up like he raised Christ from the dead, something that's dying or ailing. You need the greatness of his power to keep your soul alive. You need the greatness of his power to open a door for you that no man can open you because you're going nowhere. You need God to bring you to a place of rich fulfillment where you say, God, you've done a work in my heart. I have a peace I never knew. I got a joy I never knew. It's supernatural. I don't know how I got here, but you did it by your power. God wants to do that for you. And he'll do it as soon, whatever that sin is, that you say, I call it sin tonight. No longer will I justify it. I call it sin. I'm turning from it. God will come in. God will give you a testimony. By the end of the week, you will say, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I just preached the word. He is the word. God just showed me. There's a woman who had an issue of blood. There was no way out for her. Doctors said she could not do anything. There was no hope for her. She spent all her money. She did something. She left the room. And there's all these people crowding around Jesus. Many people were touching Jesus. But the power of God is in Jesus. He is the power of God manifest in the flesh. He is the salvation and the power of God under salvation. He is. And everyone was touching Jesus, but when this woman touched him in a certain way, he said, power has drained out of me. Because it wasn't, and the disciples said, how do you know everybody's touching you? And he said, somebody touched me differently. You know how she touched him to draw the power? Was it an emotional touch? Was it a religious touch? It was a touch of faith. She put her faith in the one who could save her from her sin. As soon as you put your faith in Jesus, whose blood can save you from that sin, his power is real. It is today. It'll deal with every enemy. It'll make ways where there's no human way possible. It'll keep you alive. It'll heal disease. His power. And his power will keep working in your life until you say, my God, what have you done in my heart? I'm a different person. My depression's gone. My mental illness is gone. My oppression's gone. My rejection's gone. You've brought me out to rich fulfillment. Because I did not accommodate, regard sin in my... God answered me. God answered me. I'm going to make an appeal tonight. I'm going to make an appeal because the Holy Spirit said to me tonight, his power will flow in this house. His power will be breathtaking. He will release it in this place. So you have a personal testimony that Jesus Christ is alive. He's still parting Red Sea, still healing the sick, still setting captives free.